This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
Thomas Laments is an author from Pruitt, New Mexico. I have not a clue where Pruitt, New Mexico is. Maybe somebody does. He talks about his six-year-old granddaughter, Shirley. He said, I overheard my six-year-old granddaughter, Shirley, discussing brothers and sisters with a friend. She told her friend, I don't have any sisters at all. All I have is two brothers and a baby. And I'm afraid the baby's growing into a boy, too. All I have are two brothers and a baby, and I'm afraid the baby's growing into a boy, too. Well, that little boy baby is not only going to grow into a boy, but that little boy will grow into a man. And according to a Dr. Robert Eifker, American men are experiencing a steady decline in physical and emotional health. That statistically, men do not do as well in every area of life, medically, physically, and emotionally, as women do. 80% of serious drug addicts are men. Men are 3 times as likely to be alcoholics. Men are 7 times as likely to be arrested, DWI. Men are 25 times more likely to end up in prison. Men struggle more than women in every area of life, it seems. And you say, well, what in the world are you leading up to? What's that have to do with the message today? We're going to talk about some dangers to men and women, but a man in particular that Jesus spoke to and Jesus talked about. A man who focused his life so much on what he owned, on so much what he had, that he literally demonstrated and manifested that that's all that mattered to him. One of the great dangers in life is not having money. The great danger in life is that money will mean everything to you, whether you're male or female. One of the great dangers in life is not having things. It's that the things will become your God. The things will become number one. And we're going to read one of the most famous stories in all of the Gospels. It's recorded in Matthew, Mark, and Luke, and that is the parable of the rich young ruler. We read it today in Luke 18, as we continue, we're still in the 18th chapter of Luke. We're in verse 18 today. A certain ruler asked him, good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life? Why do you call me good? Jesus answered. No one is good except God alone. You know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not give false testimony. Honor your father and mother. Verse 21, this is interesting. And this man was serious and sincere, I believe, when he said it. All these I have kept. All these I have kept since I was a boy, he said. When Jesus heard this, he said to him, you still lack one thing. Sell everything you have and give to the poor, and you will have treasure in heaven, then come and follow me. When he heard this, he became very sad because he was a man of great wealth. Jesus looked at him and said, how hard it is for the rich to enter the kingdom of God. Indeed, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. Those who heard this asked, who then can be saved? Jesus replied, what is impossible with men is possible with God. Would you listen to that again? What is impossible with men is possible with God.
Well, I say it often, money is the most sensitive issue in most people's lives that may be too sensitive for you to listen to the rest of this message. Our website is crosshope.org.
Been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.